Chill, I ain't in this game to prostitute my soul for dollar bills. In the streets is going down, Titanic, God got me though, why panic? Who cares if you die rich if you ain't dynamic? Black verse, white, black verse, black rich verse, bone hero verse, Christ the verse, night feel verse, face Satan verse, God love verse, hate. Got hustling in my jeans, I fell asleep bumping Chris Wallace, I got big dreams. Man, what it do, got Lupe, got Creed, everybody know we trill. What you rap about, killing folks? You see the times me and you ain't real. And yeah, I'm Christian, for Muslims, Hindus, and every religion.
Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. Y'all know who I am. This is Tariq Nasheed, also known as Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. All the people listening live, shout out to you. You know the phone number, 818-850-5404. That is the number to call in. Call in, chop up game with me, because we're going to get into a little bit of the ism on today's show. So y'all don't go nowhere, because what we're going to do, family, we're going to take that real quick commercial break, and I mean very quick, and we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't move a muscle, family. Check out this brand new book out right now called And That's Why I Enjoy the Pain, A Black Man's Informal Guide to Life. This book is a guide to understanding the soul of the black man from the perspective of author Odemian Jones. Now, Jones is an up-and-coming author, and his book is designed to give you some life lessons based on his experience, and these experiences can be used by the reader. Get the book right now at odemian.com. That's O-D-I-M-I-U-N.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
There's a brand new book out right now called I Was a Slave, Plight of a King. Now, this book is by author Race Cummings, and his book is a stark and unapologetic look at the state of our African-American communities and what, if anything, can be done about it. Mr. Cummings offers a keen perspective on black history in the pre-America days, black tragedies during the commissioning of our kidnapping and enslavement, and continuing tragedies after slavery. This is a very deep book, and you guys need to get it right now. This book talks about, are you a racist? Do you support your own black community? Have you been treated like a queen? The book goes real deep. You can get the book at Amazon right now. Go to Amazon and type in, I Was a Slave, Plight of a King, and get it right now. Yo, you need to stop putting out low-quality music and visit LegendaryMix.com. If you are a rapper, a singer, a producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's the number one online music mixing and mastering service. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering services and prices while they're still low. Clients rate them as number one for best price. With over 13 years of experience, they will deliver top quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com, mention Tariq Radio, and get half off on your mastering for your first mix down. Or call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, what's going on, man? We're back. We are back. Welcome. Back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nashi. The phone number to call in is 818-850-5404. And we're going to get it popping. We're going to get it cracking. Now, don't forget, y'all know that Hidden Colors 4, I'm very excited about this. Hidden Colors 4 is going to be in theaters nationwide tomorrow. In some cities, it's going to be playing tomorrow and this Friday, but tomorrow is the big day, and I'm very excited. You guys are going to really enjoy the film. Most of the cities have sold out, which is a great thing, and a lot of the theaters are contacting me. Well, they have contacted me to add more screenings throughout the night, but all of the screenings we keep adding on, they keep getting sold out. But what you can do in certain cities, what I found out is that the online ticket sales, they cut them off when they sell 90%, but they still keep 10% of the tickets available at the venue. So some of these places, especially the Landmark theaters around the country, they might still have reserved tickets there, but you just have to go get them. So you got to get to the theaters early. Now, also, in Atlanta on Thursday night, both of those showings are sold out. But on Friday, the show, the Plaza Theater, that sold out. And let me say this, the Plaza Theater contacted me because so many people are coming and so many people are inquiring. You got to get there on time Friday night at the Plaza Theater. I mean, y'all got to get up there early. Y'all cannot be late because they're going to start that thing at like 7:05 because they have other movies playing in that theater. So they were like, you know, they didn't expect it to sell out so fast, and they have other bookings, and that showing in particular, you really, really, really got to be in Atlanta at 7 p.m. on time, family. So you don't have time to go down to Chipotle and sneak burritos in your purse and all that shit. Y'all just got to go into the theater, get your seats, and then send your boo thing out there to get popcorn and nachos and all that stuff. But I'm proud of so many of the Melanoid brothers and sisters who are awakening to the game. That shows that there's a paradigm shift in the conscious level of a lot of people out here. People are thirsty for this information, and that's a wonderful thing, man. This is the first time in history where people are flooding movie theaters to see a film about Black and African history. Nothing like this has been done before, man. So this is a very good look for Melanoid people around the world. And I'm very proud of the brothers and sisters, first of all, who contributed to all of the Hidden Colors series, man. People who, I call them my 300. And the success of the Hidden Colors series, and enough, this just shows that, man, you don't have to get everybody on board at first, man. All you need is that strong 300. You get that strong 300, man, and they get the momentum going, then everybody else starts latching on once you get that strong 300, man. And when we got the first Hidden Colors Kickstarter popping, it was only a couple of hundred people that contributed. But just from that couple of hundred, my 300 soldiers, that has created a global movement. Because I'm going to Europe next week. I'm going to be in Birmingham, England. We got a big premiere over there. South Africa is calling. They want me to go over there. I'm trying to, all my South African brothers, my promoters, all my cats out there, y'all hit me up so we can put that together. I'm getting flooded with calls from South Africa. They're fiending for the film too. Let's get it popping. I need to know what theaters we can get out there. All my West African cats, they're reaching out. Let me know what we can do. But this thing is a global phenomenon. And again, it didn't take everybody to get on board. You just need that strong 300 and you can make stuff happen. And now this thing has become a cottage industry within itself. And so many brothers and sisters that I've brought on as promoters, they're making money hand over fist. So we got a lot of people eating off this project, and not only eating off of it, but learning from it. So we're doing what we're supposed to do. And I'm so proud of the Melanori family, man. I just to see the success of this, man, I take my hat off to all the people who became producers of the film, people who became contributors. That's how we make a difference. That's how we get stuff popping. And let me say this, the white supremacists, don't think that they ain't gritting their teeth, they ain't watching. Y'all know they didn't shut my Facebook page down. My main Facebook page, they shut that shit down a couple of days ago. Over some bullshit. They went back to an old post that I made a couple of years ago, posting up a video talking about white supremacy. So they found that that was a violation of the terms of service. That's why they froze my page for about a month. My page is going to be shut down for a month. But they were really trying to kill the momentum of me promoting the Hidden Colors film. But it's a monster right now. They can't stop the momentum. And go to my backup page. I got a backup page that y'all can follow for my Facebook. It's facebook.com/therealTariqNasheed, because there are some people with fake Tariq Nasheed pages, but that one is real. My main Tariq Elite page, which is frozen out right now, they got me in the so-called Facebook jail. And you go to facebook.com/therealTariqNasheed. That's my backup page. But we're going to have a great time at these screenings. I'm going to be at the one tomorrow, the one in LA. It is sold out, so I hope y'all got your tickets already. A lot of people are upset they weren't able to get their tickets. Shout out to Memphis, man. Memphis, I got a big following in Memphis, and my brothers and sisters in Memphis, they've been hounding me. Memphis, I promise you I'm not neglecting you. I tried everything I could to get the theater to get a showing out there. Usually our main theater that we deal with is Landmark. I got to deal with Landmark Cinemas, and they don't have a theater out there in Memphis. So that's the thing. And I couldn't find any other independent theaters, but I'm going to come to Memphis. Hopefully this summer, I'm going to make a special trip to Memphis to chop it up with the Memphis family, man. Memphis has really been really looking out for a player. And shout out to Amazon. Amazon, the DVD of Hidden Colors 4 is going to be available June 7th. That's the release date. You guys can actually go pre-order your copies on Amazon right now. Amazon.com, they're taking pre-orders of Hidden Colors 4 right now. It's going to be released on June 7th. And it's going to also be available on HiddenColorsFilm.com. And y'all need to go watch up on Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 before you see 4. So, man, we're getting it popping, man. Again, I'm proud of everybody. Let me get a couple of calls real quick, because we're going to we're chopping up some ism today. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, Tariq. This is Dwight from down in Florida.
Dwight from down in Florida. That's the name of the city, down in Florida. What city you in, brother?
I'm in Davie right now, sir.
Okay, Davie. That's why you said down in Florida, because you're one of them cities where, you know, it's like three Negroes there, and all of y'all work for white folks, and they house. Y'all do landscaping and shit. Where is that? What's that close by?
It's actually close by Pembroke Pines or Miramar. It's nearer to Miami Gardens. I actually came down to your down to your tour when you were here.
Okay, good.
That was the one with the Kung Fu ghetto?
I can't remember. Oh, wait, I kind of remember, but... So what's going on?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're going to do any, like, Mac lessons for summer. You know, since the game changes every couple of years, if you're going to get any Mac lessons for summer in?
I'm about to do that today, as a matter of fact. That's today's topic. New player rules okay. For the summer. So you call right on time, brother. You were reading my mind. All right?
All right, man, I'll tune in. Thanks for answering.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, my man, he's reading my mind. That's why we're having new game rules. Because summertime is right now, summertime is popping. So we're gonna chop up some ism today. Because you guys are going to get a lot of history tomorrow when y'all see Hidden Colors. So I can just chop up some ism today. You dig? Where are my L.A. people at in the chat room? Shout out to L.A. Because tomorrow in L.A., I might do a Q&A. I don't know. It just depends on how I feel. Because it's a huge theater in L.A. The theater in L.A. seats like 450. It's in Beverly Hills. Real nice area. So I might do a Q&A. I don't know yet. I am not sure. And my man Scarface might roll up there with me tomorrow. Shout out to Face. Face is, he's coming out here. He said he's coming out here. So Scarface might be out there with me tomorrow in Los Angeles. So it's going to be fly. We got a lot of other celebrity friends coming out, man. So it's going to be off the chain tomorrow. And what's funny about the Hidden Colors screening, when we do it in Beverly Hills, every time we do the screenings there, we leave the theater. And, you know, there's a lot of black folks standing around in Beverly Hills on Wilshire. So you got, and there's other events that usually happen every night in Beverly Hills. So you got all of these white people looking at all these black folks. So, you know, white people are all, when they see a bunch of Negroes somewhere, especially in their part of town, oh, they get inquisitive. They come around like, hey, what's going on here? Is this the Soul Train Awards or something? Is this Tupac in there? You know, motherfuckers be dead. They don't even know. They be all out of town. Is Biggie Smalls performing? It's that type of shit. They always looking. They want to know what's going on.
Is there a Madea movie playing tonight? What is this?
They be looking at me. Oh, hi, Tyler Perry. I love you with Oprah Winfrey. I'm like, shut the fuck up. They be wanting to know answers. Oh, my God. So it's going to be a doozy seeing, like, what, 400-500 black folks in Beverly Hills tomorrow night. That's going to be very interesting when the showing is over. That's going to be very interesting. Shout out to the Bay, the Clay Theater. That one sold out. So it's going to be off the chain tomorrow. Let me get another call before I chop up some game. Hold on. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Tariq, this is Big Mark calling out of chat, man. What's going on?
Hey, fam, what's going on with you?
Man, I'm all right, man. And pretty much what's on my mind, brother, is that I want to show you some love, man. I appreciate what you do, and you inspire me, you know, because talking shit is just not enough, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Sharing the information is not enough. We got to build something,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? And
yes,
so
sir.
I'm like you. I don't talk about what I'm about to do. I pretty much just try my best to do it, and then when it gets done, I let people know, you
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Real talk.
So my brother... I know sometimes your head can get heavy with the crown on your head, man. Just stay up, you know, for regular black people like us, the ones that they skip over.
No
you know?
Man. Real talk, brother.
So, brother, keep your head up, man. I listen to you. I'm talking about I listen to that game every day. Old shows, new shows. I turn people on to you. So, because that Mackin' and that Pippin' is real. Can you dig it?
You know, you dig.
I can dig it, baby. Yes. So you have a good one, man.
Thank you, brother. No doubt, man. No doubt. But, yeah, man, you know, let's talk about some stuff that's happening in the news. Now, on one of my Ustream shows, I talked about that whole deal that Soulja Boy was supposed to have. Remember that story that came out talking about Soulja Boy got some type of $400 million deal, and I told y'all that was complete, utter science fiction bullshit. That's some science fiction. That ain't even regular fiction. That's some other universe type of fucking fiction. If y'all think Soulja Boy got $400 million deal, and sure enough, the stories them come out saying that it was not true. The company that helped put out the story, the poker company, it was some online gaming company. They trying to clean it up because now people are realizing, wait, what kind of people are starting to look into the background of the company, which I told people is complete horse shit. So you got this white-owned poker online company. They tried to do the classic pump and dump where they got like some cheap bullshit stocks. They try to put out some stories to pump up the stock so they can hurry up and sell the company and or dump the stocks. They want to pump the stocks up so they can dump them real fast. Just some old stock market con game bullshit. So they put out this story about Soulja Boy talking about they done got a $400 million deal, and the company was behind it, not just Soulja Boy. They're trying to make it seem like, well, Soulja Boy got the information wrong. No, all of them were in on it. What they were doing, they were hoping to get some people in middle America, some white people who don't differentiate between any rappers, because in white supremacist society, all rappers, like Ice-T said, is just one big nigga. So a white person who's a potential investor living in Idaho somewhere. They don't know that Soulja Boy ain't got no damn $400 million deal. They don't know that. They think all rappers are the same. So they were hoping to put out a bullshit story about a rapper who does get publicity, put out a bullshit story about him getting this astronomical amount of money, some dumb white person somewhere, or unknowing, I won't call him dumb, but I would just say unknowing white person who don't know, because black folks, we knew immediately that was a crock of horse shit. Black people knew immediately that was some bullshit. But the white investor somewhere who don't listen to rap and who don't know, they just see another nigga with a chain on it like, oh, well, let me invest in this stock. So they were hoping on that, and they got called out. They got called out. Nobody in black society believed that Soulja Boy got no damn $400 million deal. That's the kind of deal that Dr. Dre gets. And I'm not trying to shit on Soulja Boy, but don't put out no fucking lies. If you put out some lies, some blatant lies, we have every right to call that shit out. Just, and that's the problem. Soulja Boy is cool. I just don't like the dude lying like that. We got to cut that bullshit out. You ain't got to put out no sensationalized bullshit and you lying. And that sucker nigga shit. You ain't got to do that, dude. Y'all got to keep it more mackin' than that. You dig? But I digress. Now, today's show, we're talking about new player rules for the summer of 2016. Brand new year, brand new summer, brand new game. So I'm going to just give five simple rules. Some new game that the potential players out here can take with them. So y'all get your pens, get your pads, and jot this game down. And let's get right into that, family. Now, the first thing, family, the first rule that my potential players are going to have to live by, you're going to have to understand and learn the art of getting to the point. There's too many brothers out here trying to spit, and you don't know how to get to the point. Not only when you're trying to holler at the ladies, but when you do business. And I always say, the way you chop up game with the ladies and the way you do business go hand in hand. Because spitting and hollering at the ladies, that is a business, because relationships are based on business relationships. Ultimately, relationships are business deals when you break it down. Just like marriages. Marriages are business deals. So the way you deal with business, when you're in a relationship, you're choosing a business partner. And a lot of times, brothers out here, I can tell by the way you do business that your Mackin ain't strong. Because for example, we're doing a lot of promotion for Hidden Colors 4. We're dealing with a lot of promoters and a lot of potential promoters who are new to the game. They're contacting me to try to, you know, get some deals going on. So I get a lot of emails from cats who are extremely unnecessarily long-winded. And I get a lot of that from cats in the UK. There's something about my black brothers and sisters in the UK. Some of y'all motherfuckers are long-winded. Y'all got this thing where you want to tell your whole life story and kind of not get to the point. I got a lot of that for my UK brothers and sisters. They'll hit me up and it's like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Nasheed? My name is Sinku. I grew up in a village outside of Ghana, and I moved to the UK when I was 7, and then I got ran over by a bus, and then I had to learn to walk again, and then after I got to learn to walk again, I walked 5 miles every day to a university, and I learned business and management, and now that I learned business and management, I work for Jacoby & Myers Law Firm, and then after I worked for the law firm for 10 years, I opened up my own business, but I had to work at my mother's Jamaican jerk food store for 3 years before I got that together. Then after I got that together, I'm trying to do a promotion, and I hope to do business with you with promotion. Motherfucker, get to the point, Sinku. I literally have to send people emails like that, and some of y'all know who you're talking about. Some of y'all know who you're talking about. Because a lot of times when I chop up game with you and I'm brash with you on the email, that's just for you to kind of speed it up. Don't tell me your life story, Sinku. You don't have to do all that. I tell people, tell me what you want. Now tell me what you want me to do and when you want to do it. That's all you need to tell me. Let's get to the point. I'm very simple to deal with. You don't have to sell me. If you're thorough, I can fuck with you, Sinku, whoever you are. I have to talk to people like that because I like to get to the point, because I get thousands of emails, so I personally don't have the time to understand everybody's story. Because then people hit me up like a month later, hey, remember me as Cinco. I'm doing better now. Like, what the fuck you mean you're doing better? I don't know what you told me a month ago, Cinco. I don't know what you told me a month ago. Now we gotta rehash the whole conversation you told a month ago. Oh, my bad. Like I told you a month ago, I grew up in a village in Africa. I went to the... No, nigga. Don't tell me the whole life. What do you want, Cinco? Just tell me what you want. Get to the point. Learn the art of getting to the point. Right now, we're in the internet age, man, so you got to be fast. This ain't the back in the day where the technology wasn't as great. Because a lot of, and I put this on my UK brothers for this reason. A lot of my UK brothers do come from places in Africa, sometimes in the islands, where they don't have, the technology isn't as advanced. So they got to do a lot of face-to-face with people. So you got to put up a pitch. You got to explain who you are. You got to do all this because the technology and the internet ain't really cracking as it should be where you can look up stuff. So cats got to go into this whole long pitch. But now, in certain parts of society, you don't have to do the long pitch. You can just kind of get to the point because people, man, we got Instagram, Facebook, we got all these social media sites. So you just got to kind of get to the point with what you want. People want to see that now. People don't have time for all the long pitches. And it's the same thing when you hollering at the ladies. Man, ladies, you got women out here who got 100 niggas, especially the cute ones, got a million niggas hollering at them on Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff. So when you talk to them, you kind of got to get to the point with the ladies. A lot of times y'all get scared and y'all start beating around the bush with the ladies and they know you scared. Niggas be trying to make small talk. They want a chick's number, but then they start beating around the bush like, hey, hi, it's nice to meet you. I was wondering if, I got an iPhone and I see you got an iPhone and, I got the iPhone 5 and look like you have the iPhone 6. Is that an iPhone 6? Okay. Yeah. You know what? Well, my iPhone, it stores numbers. And I think the six stores numbers too. And if you can put a person's number in and you can put their name in and you can call them. I mean, it's just a great technology. Can I test your phone out? Can you dial a number and we can test each other? Motherfucker, just say, can I have your number? Stop beating around the fucking bush. Get to the point. Women know you scared. Stop making all this bullshit small talk and get to the point. God damn it. All that geek talk. Women don't want to hear all that old stuttering and stumbling. You got to get to the point. Just like my man is a cat who calls into my Ustream show. It's a brother named Lo. Y'all know who Lo is if you listen to my Ustream show. Now, Lo is a good guy, and I respect Lo because he wants to know the answers. Lo, he's a potential player. He wants to know the answer. So Lo, one day, he called me. He said he met this female at a spot. He was nervous. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know how to get at her. So I said, look, I'm going to do some co-macking for you. Meaning, give me the number, and I'm going to pretend to be you, and I'm going to set something up. So my man, we did all this live on air. Because Lo, he's kind of a slow-talking dude. Real mellow, laid-back dude. So, you know, he kind of fiddles around and not get to the point. So I'm like, Lo, give me the number. Pretend to be you. Give me all the details of this girl, her name, where you met her, what she looked like, what you had on, so I can go ahead and spit this ism. So I called the girl up. I'm chopping up game with her. I'm pretending to be him. And immediately I set up a damn date. I'm like, look, what you doing this weekend? Nothing? Okay, look, you and I, we're going to hook up this weekend. You and I, we're going to chop it up. I got a lot of shit to talk to you about. So we're going to chop it up and hook up this weekend. She's like, okay. She was totally open with the shit. Totally open. She was down. Now, about a couple of months later, Lo called back up and Lo fucked it up. I had that set up for Lo. All he had to do is show up and show out in that pussy. And he fucked it up. He called her back on some nerd shit and never heard from the girl again. So the thing is, man, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him think. You got to learn the art of getting to the point with the ladies, family. Now let's go to rule number two. And this is another one based on my man Lowe who called up. This is another one. Y'all gotta stop having hood sex, dudes. It's 2016. You're gonna have to treat yourself a little better. All this stuff about with having sex with chicks in the hood in raggedy little spots. Even if you think lowly of the chick, you got to think high enough of yourself where you ain't trying to be naked and vulnerable in no ratchet spot. Stop with the hood sex shit. Trying to bang women all up in the projects and all this. My man Lowe, he had another chick he was trying to get at. He was trying to get advice. A chick, a sister from Haiti. Now, this young lady was a virgin. And his game was going pretty smooth. He went out on a couple of dates with her. The young lady was cool. And he tried to hit, but she didn't want to get down because he tried to hit in the backseat of his damn car. And I think he drives some raggedy-ass Chevy Nova or some shit. I know he ain't rolling on nothing fly. And the chick was like, no, I ain't trying to do that. And I don't blame her. I don't blame a chick for not trying to let her virginity go in the back of a motherfucker's Hyundai. I feel her on that. Let's cut out that hood sex shit. It's 2016, especially if you're getting older. You smash motherfuckers in the car when you 15 and 16. But when you a grown-ass man, you gotta have grown-ass man sex. And the thing is, fam, some of y'all niggas are like 30-something, 40-something, and still having hood sex. You shouldn't be banging chicks in the projects no more. Not no grown-ass man. You shouldn't be going down to the projects banging chicks. As a player, you gotta have a certain standard for yourself. If I'm gonna be naked and vulnerable, it's gonna be up in a nice spot. I get me a little nice hotel or a clean hotel to get it in. Even if I think lowly of this chick, even if she's just the neighborhood thot, I wanna be comfortable with this damn thot. I don't wanna be in the thot environment. So you get you a little room somewhere. Cut out the hood sex shit. And you know, if you haven't, you'll know whether you having hood sex or not. There's certain sounds you gonna hear when you having hood sex. If you hear certain, these are some of the sounds. Let me give y'all an example of some of the hood sex sounds that y'all might hear. Hold on one second, family. Because a lot of y'all might not be aware of some of the hood sex sounds. Hold on, y'all give me a second. Y'all give me one second. This is some of the shit that my players might hear. Hold on. So you getting it in.
Deeper. Come on, don't you fight me again. Deeper. I'm talking to you. Deeper. Come on. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't you run, goddamn. Don't you run. You give me more pussy. More pussy.
Y'all be hearing kids in the back.
That ain't giving me more pussy. Thank you.
If you hear this, you in the hood. That's how sex in the hood sounds.
Way up there. Go way up there. Come on, go way up there. Come down. Come on, girl. You hear me talking? There you go. Put it on. Put it on. Fuck it.
If you hear that, that's hood sex sound. I'm letting y'all know the hood sex sounds.
Fucking freak, play with your pussy. Play with your pussy, fucking freak. I got this right here. I got you. Oh, yeah. True slut. True slut. I'm talking to you, baby.
You can't even get nasty with it.
You like it? You like it, though? Yeah. Huh? That's right. Turn around. Turn around.
You hear pit bulls in the background?
Yeah, that's right. Stay on me. Turn around and stay on me. Turn around facing me.
You dig? So when you hear all that shit in the background, you in the hood. You don't need to be hitting that. If you got sounds of danger and robberies and gunshots and all that shit in the back, that's some shit that you don't need to be around as a grown-ass man. We got grown-ass men who are completely cool with that. You got ice cream trucks, dogs fighting. Listen, shit. You hear this shit? That you got to stop that. All right, let me put my Mac and music back on. So that's just an example of what cats need to avoid. If you hear any of that, you're in the wrong spot. All right, now let's get to the next rule, family. Now, rule number three, family. What you don't want to do, if you get charged or if you get curved, fellas, don't start insulting a woman's looks. That's always been a fuckboy type of response. If you try to holler at a chick or if you get curved, the last thing you need to do is start going in on the woman's looks. So if the woman breaks up with you, start talking about her looks. You ain't like that. You ain't all that anyway. That's whole nigga shit. I saw a video of one of those twerk team chicks that Miss Twerk something. She was dating some dude, and I think she broke up with the dude, and the dude made a video of him insulting her. Like, she looking ugly anyway. She looking ugly today. You know how moist you sound? You messing with a chick and then y'all break up and then all of a sudden she ain't cute no more. You ugly. Your weave is fucked up. You ugly. Niggas, y'all sound real bitch made. Just like that homotep dude who called my show. What's up with these dudes trying to talk about motherfuckers' looks and their facial features?
Look at fuck you, Tariq, with your big nose and your cheeks.
We got too many niggas raised by their moms and they respond like bitches. That's a bad look. If you get charged to the game or whatever, you talk about the activity of the woman. Don't start going in on her looks because you all hurt.
You fat anyway. I didn't want to be with you anyway. You gonna dump me and you fat and your feet are ugly.
Sound like a little girl. Niggas be sounding like little teenage chicks with that shit. So don't go in on women's looks, dude, after you tried to hit or after you hit, after you've been with her. Because if she ugly and you've been fucking on her, what does that say about you, nigga? Don't get bitch made. That says a lot about you for fucking an ugly chick.
I was downgrading with fucking with you anyway. I was going below my standards fucking with you because you ugly.
You sound real fucking moist when you do shit like that, dude. And speaking of looks, let's go to number four. Now, this one is very important. This one is very important, family. Watch how you compliment other dudes. Because there was a situation that happened on my last Ustream show where a nigga gave me a very uncomfortable compliment. This nigga was like, hey, Tariq. He was in the chat room. He was like, yeah, Tariq, man. Hey, I'm glad to tune into the show, man. It's real good to see your smooth skin. Or some shit. No, he was like, it's real good to see your smooth face. I'm like, what is this nigga saying? I said, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, are you a chick or a dude? First of all, because that just made the whole chat room uncomfortable. He was like, yeah, it's so good to see your smooth face. I'm like, are you a dude or a chick? He's like, he's a dude. I said, hold on, nigga. You got to call in and we're going to have to rectify this shit. You done messed the mood up. So he tried to first lie and say, oh, that was a typo. Oh, I meant to say you a smooth dude. I'm like, no, nigga. No, you didn't. That wasn't no damn typo. See, the nigga tried to play it off. And you got to watch moist niggas because they'll try to test out and see who's moist with them and put out little shit. So you got to watch it. I'm telling my players out here. This is why you can't be complimenting dudes like that because motherfuckers will take it the wrong way. So my nigga tried to play it off like, oh, yeah, it was just a typo. It wasn't a typo. You said the shit in a certain context. So smooth, you with your smooth face and dude and face don't sound the same. Face and dude don't even sound halfway close. So the iPhone text thing wouldn't even make it autocorrect in the word face. So, nigga, hold on. You can't lie on your iPhone. The nigga tried to make it seem like the iPhone was moist and it wasn't him. Like, no, nigga. You said a specific term. Then when we called him out on that, he was like, well, Well, I'm from Canada, and that's how we greet people. Like, no, nigga, don't put it on Canada. Don't try to make it seem like moisture is just a culture in Canada. No, because all the Canadian players was like, hell no, we don't say no shit like that. So let me be clear, so let my players know, because I haven't done the player rules in a minute. So let me be clear on how to compliment a dude. You don't really compliment a dude. There's only one thing you compliment a dude on. His clothes. That's the only thing you really compliment a dude on, is his gear. Like, hey man, those gaiters you got on, those are pimping as hell, man. You can compliment on a player's dress, the way he rocking his gear. That's cool. But you're not even supposed to mention anything on a nigga physically unless you're inquiring. The only thing you talk about on a dude's body or whatever, you talk about basically three things. Like I said, the clothes, you talk about my man's workout regimen, and you can talk about the haircut. Those are the things you can get away with. And when you talk about the workout regimen and the haircut, you have to basically inquire. You're not supposed to compliment a nigga on that. You're supposed to follow that up with an inquiry. So if you say, hey man, if a dude is swollen buff, you say, damn man, you've been hitting the weights, man. What's your workout regimen? Because I'm trying to get down too. So you inquiring. You're not just complimenting the nigga. Or if you see a dude with a fresh cut, like, damn man, you got a fresh cut, man. Who cuts your hair? I need to go to your barber. So now you inquiring. Now if you just mention a nigga's hair without inquiring, you like, hey man, that Caesar cut look good. And leave it there. Now you going to another place. You got to watch that shit, man. You just can't be complimenting certain shit about dude. You definitely don't compliment another nigga's skin under no circumstance. You don't compliment shit about another nigga's facial features or anything. You don't be sitting up with a nigga and be like, hey, man, nigga, your lips is voluptuous, my nigga. I don't give a fuck how hard or how gangster you sound. That shit sound moist. Talking about any nigga's facial feature or nothing. What's up, my dude, man? You got a long-ass tongue, homie. Nigga, man, your fucking jawline is on fleek, dude. Nigga, that goes from compliment to flirting. And real players don't do that unless you another kind of player. You dig? So you gotta watch that shit. Now let's go to number five, the last one. Number five, family, dudes, and I kind of touched on this on another show, you gotta stop the sympathy macking. Y'all gotta cut that sympathy macking out, dude. That means a lot of times when things don't go right in a relationship, if you're chopping up game with a female or whatever, and things go left, you start doing real crazy off the wall shit as a way to kind of get sympathy from the female. And a lot of women know what I'm talking about. You got a lot of sensitive ass niggas out here now. If they break up with a chick, you got dudes out here hurting themselves trying to get sympathy to get the woman to go back to them. If a chick breaks up with a nigga, you got niggas out here now that'll call the female up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, called the female up. Now, after he done cursed her out two or three goddamn times, you got niggas out here who won't take no for an answer. They tried to gorilla and gangster the chick. Now the chick has moved on. Niggas out here, they can't cupcake no more. So now you got niggas calling females at 2 o'clock in the morning from a hospital on some shit like, hey bitch, it's me. I tried to commit suicide and I just wanted to call you and let you know it's all your fault. Yeah, I mean, they brought me back to life, bitch. I had died. I saw the light. I walked in the tunnel. I saw Jesus and Jesus said, you scandalous. So I came back. Jesus wanted me to come back and tell you, you scandalous. But it's your fault. I took pills. I took all those pills that was on the counter, and I just want to let you know that you real fucked up, and the reason I'm on life support right now, they had to pump my stomach, and they got a catheter on my dingling, the dick you used to suck. And I got a pee in a bag, and I'm in the hospital. I'm going to die again because of you, and you ain't shit. You got niggas like that out here now, man. Man, cut that sympathy macking bullshit out, dude. That nothing is lamer than sympathy macking. And you're trying to shame women to get back with you, and you hurting yourself. I know niggas who actually hurt themselves and try to use that on the women. You got niggas out here calling. you done moved on. You done broke up with a nigga. He's calling you. You hear this. Like, what the hell is that sound? Hello? Hello? Hey, bitch. It's me. I'm drowning myself, bitch. I'm in the ocean right now. I'm underwater, bitch. I'm surprised my iPhone even work underwater. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, bitch, I'm drowning, bitch, because I'm committing suicide by drowning. Blah, 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 blah. It's your fault, bitch. You did me scandalous, ho. You out here fucking with other niggas. You broke my heart. Now I'm drowning myself because of you. And I just wanted to call you and let you know it's your fault, bitch. It's your fault that I'm about to die and I'm about to drown, bitch. Uh-oh. Wait a minute, bitch. Oh, shit. There's a shark coming, bitch. I'm underwater. Here come a shark. The shark is about to eat me underwater. The shark about to eat me, bitch. So that's on your soul, ho. I'm about to get ate by a shark and drown because of your dumb ass fucking with niggas out here, bitch. Look, the shark just bit me, bitch. You ain't shit because this shark bit me. And the female be like, I gotta go. I got another dude. Like, that nigga be like, what? You got another nigga? Oh, hell no. Get off me, shark. He'll swim to the surface. He find out a new nigga over there. Fuck this shit. I ain't about to die. I'm about to come over there and kill both of y'all. Come on, shark. This nigga take the shark with him. Him and the shark show up to your fucking house. The shark be like a hood rat with a headscarf on. Fuck that bitch. She ain't worth it. So that's my point. Hold on. Look. So the thing is, cut the sympathy macking out, niggas. That shit is corny. Let me put my Mackin music back on. Cut that sympathy Mackin out. Y'all stop trying to guilt trip women for being back with you and trying to shame them and go to their mama house and you getting the player flu. Like the women get the whole flu, you get the player flu. You get the simp flu, rather. It ain't even the player flu. It's the simp flu. You try to drown yourself, and then you take Sharkeisha, you and Sharkeisha go over to the woman's house and try to jump her. Come on, Sharkeisha. Fuck that bitch. I'm going to bite that hoe with my teeth. So you can't be on that simp shit, fam. Charge it to the game. Anyway, y'all. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, man. Hey, we're getting ready for Hidden Colors 4 coming tomorrow, man. It's about to pop off. Go to TariqRadio.com to listen to all the archives of this show. Don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Right now, go get all that fresh gear at TariqElite.com. We got the brand new, we got some more Morus shirts coming. Well, we got them in now. We got the brand new More Rush shirts. We got those 2Xs and those 1Xs that a lot of people been fiending for. Get your More Rush shirt right now. And y'all have a good afternoon. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow at the Hidden Colors premiere. And y'all have a good one, fam.